Welcome back to the Reckoning Press Podcast. It's been ages, but we're ramping up a lot of cool new stuff in the coming year and beyond, including lots more podcasts, a fundraiser to increase pay rates to 10 cents a word, $50 per page for poetry, and pay staff better too, t-shirts, pins, who knows what else, homebrew recipes, foraging instructions, bespoke lectures about culling invasive species. We're flush with ideas, as we should be, but we're always looking for more. Drop us a line if you've got any. Reckoning Press is a U.S.-based nonprofit. We flourish under your regard. Please support us on Patreon, consider donating directly, buy a book or an ebook, read our contributors' beautiful work for free online, and submit. We're always open to submissions. We're always excited, in particular, to read work from Black, Brown, Indigenous, Queer, Disabled, Trans, or otherwise marginalized poets, writers, and artists. You can find all this and more on our website at reckoning.press/support us. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or by visiting reckoning.press/audio. Thank you very much for listening.
Hi, everyone. My name is Catherine Rockwood, and today for the Reckoning Magazine podcast, I'm going to be reading a poem called Move, Mountain, Move by the author Russell Nichols. So I'll begin with some commentary on the poem and then tell you a little bit more about Russell Nichols and then read the poem itself. And I'll just start with the observation that what affects me when I read this poem is its insistence that we can make something new and better, something external to and common to all of us, out of our climate grief. And Russell Nichols has used old images, biblical images, to show us how to imagine this something better. You'll notice there's a mention of mustard seeds in the poem, confirming its close literary relationship with the biblical book of Matthew, chapter 17, 20, where Jesus says to his disciples, "If ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you." A mustard seed is proverbially tiny, and yet the plant that emerges from the seed is tall. So through this simile, we understand, both in the Bible and in Nichols's poem, that if you have even a little bit of germinal matter to start with, you can turn it into something very meaningful and expansive indeed. In the Bible, the germinal matter is faith. In Nichols's poem, it is grief. We must start there, he argues, but we do not end there. If you're a Reckoning reader and subscriber, you probably agree. When Nichols writes, "There is no relief without release," I think of how often the speaker or singer of the Psalms mentions weeping and the necessity of weeping in times of trouble. As the King James Version of Psalm 6, verse 6 has it, "I am weary with my groaning. All the night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears." And this is how we communicate our grief and make it manifest. But in Nichols's poem, it is also how we build. Here is a little more about the author. Russell Nichols is a speculative fiction writer and endangered journalist. Raised in Richmond, California, he got rid of all his stuff in 2011 to live out of a backpack with his wife, vagabonding around the world ever since. Look for him at russellnichols.com. Move, mountain, move. To those who can't stand the rain, let it flow and move mountains. Cry me a spout for watered mustard seeds to sprout from well-tended gardens of grief, eroding rocks, making hard places bend to the will of irrigated tear ducts. Cry me a mountain range so I can measure variations in river steepness and rainfall and calculate the pain carved in your rugged terrain. Do not blame yourself. Fault the tectonics that try to shame your way of weathering and take credit for relief. There is no relief without release, says science. So cry me a new topography with contours that naturally defy convention and gravity in the same weep. Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. From mountains high to valleys low, let us make a new earth.